I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. A $201 million disaster relief bill won final approval in the General Assembly this afternoon and now goes to the governor. It includes money for housing, economic development, local government, and schools that will pay for expenses not covered by federal disaster aid. The relief bill is done, but the House and Senate aren't leaving Raleigh yet. Leaders called another special session, which began this afternoon, and that's raising a lot of questions. WFAE's David Borax is following things up in Raleigh. He's here with me now. David, what's this additional unplanned special session all about?
Well, that's the question of the hour, isn't it, Mark? The session proclamation says that its purpose is basically to consider whatever lawmakers want. Senate Majority Leader Phil Berger told WRAL today that some lawmakers have more on their minds.
There are a number of things that have been talked about. I am not in a position at this point to list or articulate specifically what they are, because no decisions have been made.
So at least officially, it seems it's all pretty wide open.
There's been a lot of speculation that Republicans in the legislature would try to expand the state Supreme Court.
Well, everything's a possibility. What's going on here is that the November 8th election flipped the ideological tilt of the court in favor of Democrats. The court's technically nonpartisan, but of course many voters pay attention to party affiliations. And remember, the legislature is now more solidly Republican than ever, with a supermajority that could overturn any gubernatorial veto. So there's a lot of fretting going on among Democrats that Republicans might try to reverse the court's shift by expanding it. The new seats would go to Republican-leaning justices. It's called court packing. Here's what House Speaker Tim Moore told WRAL yesterday.
At this point, there is no bill to do that. We've been saying that all along. The only folks talking about a bill to deal with the state Supreme Court are the Democrats. So that's not something that we're even discussing.
Democrats are worrying that there's a theme here, putting handcuffs on incoming Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat.
David, very briefly, any other idea of other things that may come up?
Well, we just saw the first bill in the Senate. It would revise how school financing bonds are used. And there are lots of rumors around the State House about others. Another idea making the rounds is legislature might try to change how appointments are made to the State Board of Elections.
WFAE's David Borax will continue to follow. This is WFAE News.